I'm going to ask the sound guy to turn off the mics on the piano. Have they been on? Because I don't know. I'm not hearing the piano somehow. Maybe it's me. I need to hear it cleanly, you know, totally. Okay, now this next piece. I'll do the windmills as a solo. there's a story about the windmills, and the piece opens up with, it was a large Dutch windmill, and on the CD there's a magnificent painting by Isaacson, it's the mill, the windmill by Beek somewhere, it's somewhere in Holland. And this windmill is very old, maybe 400 years or 300 years old, and the thing that is so magnificent with windmills is because they're so sturdy, they're just enormous and magnificent. As they are, the big ones anyway. And the ones made of stone and things. And there's something else is that windmills are the most ignored object on the face of the earth. And it's probably because they're the most important, because the mill made bread or the wheat or the flour. And bread is the foundation of our physical life. And I know that we do not live by bread alone, as the great Jesus said, but still the bread is very important. And the windmills are a forgotten thing, and maybe not here, but in the world. And this old windmill, it's lying still and then gets cranked up by the wind and the gears start rolling and everything like that. And far away there's brooding a storm, a terrible storm, that comes quite quickly and attacks the place where the windmill is and basically destroys the windmill, kills it. And the windmill, in dying, is sort of, its wings are sailing up into heaven, and it's singing a song to us about life. It's a song about the love of being alive, this great gift of being able to see, to hear, to everything that we do as living beings. And the windmill is saying goodbye because it has to leave all of this. But it's sort of saying, what a beautiful thing. These 400 years, how many beautiful things I have seen, and wonderful things. And so it's a song, it ends with this song. And that's why everybody doesn't like going to my concerts. Anyway, okay, here in solo piano, where the piece is actually for two pianos. It's a different experience with the two. But I will be doing a two piano piece later, a different one, because the reason I can't do windmills is because, yes, I have a recording of piano one and I could play with it, but in principle I never do that. Like, the piano has to be recorded, the same piano singing in two voices, and it has to be recorded fresh the same day. It has to have today inside, like baked in it. So that's why I can only give you this, the solo windmills live.